Welcome to the Search of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a large audience. My guest today is Andrei Kormida from the University of Birmingham. He recently published an article entitled "The Influence of Politics of the Governance of an Entrepreneurial Ecosystem in a Developing Country, a Generative Institutional Discourse Approach." He co-authored this paper with Levent Altinay and Hassan Evrim Arici. The article has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor & Francis. Andrit, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. Hello.
Can you tell us what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
The idea for this paper originated from a number of consecutive projects funded by the British Council in Kazakhstan and Central Asia in support of the new creative entrepreneurship ecosystem in this region. Post-communist Kazakhstan, in particular, is looking at strategies to diversify its economy from extractive industries and at the same time providing employment for a growing international youth. Creative industries and entrepreneurship offer a good opportunity to achieve these goals. But the entrepreneurial and supporting ecosystem is new. From studies we have conducted and published earlier in the region, as a result of those projects, we observe that there are ongoing political and governance debates about control, power, different visions among different stakeholders, and this motivated us for this paper. The research question we explore, therefore, is how do politics affect the governance of an entrepreneurial ecosystem? We thought this question would be relevant not just for our given context, but more broadly. To answer this question, our study explores the creation of a new entrepreneurial ecosystem, and that is something that is really difficult to find and observe in a developed and established market economy.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
First, in this study, we propose the concept of generative discursive institutionalism as a mechanism of converging politics with governance in entrepreneurial ecosystems. To explain, the concept originates from political sciences, so we wanted to bring it into the entrepreneurship context. To develop this concept, we explore the influence of politics on governance in an environment of institutional voids, limited implementation, and what we found out, ideological disconnectivity, in which governance can be facilitated through strategic alliances, identity alignment, and collective learning. And that, in a nutshell, forms our conceptual framework and contribution, which I will explain more later. Secondly, to address the issues related to misaligned institutional logics in entrepreneurial ecosystems, we tried to contextualize and position entrepreneurship politics in the context of broader politics and governance research and debates. We found that power tensions, conflicting priorities, lack of vision helped not only to justify the existence of politics, but also reveal the inherent institutional tensions that can become enablers or inhibitors of governance and its resulting policies. Finally, and to summarize, the above-mentioned contributions, we present a conceptual framework of generative institutional discourse, with the aim to uncover the political complexities that characterize the governance of an entrepreneurial ecosystems, something that is often taken for granted as we look at the entrepreneurial ecosystems as they are, as an interaction between businesses and investors. But there is more to that, and that is exactly what we try to bring out.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
Thank you for this question. And indeed, there were a number of theoretical and methodological challenges we faced with this study. Starting with the theoretical changes, as I mentioned, we started our investigation with a good level of understanding and awareness of about institutional theories and the related literature, which originates from organization, studies, and management. And there is a lot of it in the last decades. We then decided to narrow it down and focus on discursive institutionalism, which is a specific branch of institutional theory, looking at the power of ideas and discourses in establishing norms and justifying changes. However, this theory originates from political sciences research, and it has been applied in the context of parliamentary debates, for example. We had to think carefully about adapting it to the entrepreneurship context of a new business ecosystem. And I hope we did that by focusing specifically on the role of politics on governance. And in the end, this and our focus on generative institutional discourses shaped our main theoretical contribution. Regarding the methodological challenges, we knew that collecting data in Kazakhstan due to language barriers and lack of connections would not have been very easy. Luckily, our local partnership with Aarhus University through an Interlinks British Council project that supported us to collect the data provided to be immensely valuable. So I take this opportunity to thank all of our colleagues there who helped us not only with data collection, but also with valuable insights about the local context to make better sense of the data. Another challenge we had to address was preserving the anonymity of respondents who genuinely and openly expressed their views, often in disagreement with each other, as the analysis revealed later. Since the entrepreneurship ecosystem in Kazakhstan is rather small and informal, most actors knew each other, or that's what we realized later. I believe we managed to maintain a good balance between research ethics and rigorous reporting, but at the same time, giving careful consideration to respondents and their views in our study and the final conceptual framework.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
There are many surprising facts that emerged from our study, but I would like to point out one that captured my attention in particular, the process of ideological disconnectivity, and I'm going to explain it. The key problem inherent to the perception of ideology in the context of post-communist Kazakhstan was expressed in one of the quotes we identified from one of our respondents, who said, "In the hands of the state, ideology has always been culture." And that, in a short sentence, explained the context, the way of thinking that we faced. So the interviewee went on to explain that over the last 30 years, the state, with the help of cultural figures and cultural events, had promoted its own ideology as a culture, which had caused confusion between the two concepts, what ideology is and what culture is. From this, we would have expected a more consistent, aligned ideological approach about the new entrepreneurial ecosystem among shareholders. However, we were conducting our research in Kazakhstan, 30 years post-communism, and things had changed. And that's where a lot of debates emerged, and that's where we got really inspired to develop the concept of institutional discourse and so on. So we found that ideological disconnectivity, resulting partly from the polarized view of actors now, were reported to hold about, that the actors held about each other, and partly from their culture, was limiting any discourse that could convert politics into governance. So to say it simply, they thought they disagreed before actually engaging in conversations, and they held that view about each other to stop talking to each other and really working towards governance and policies from politics. This helped explain a lack of clear policy formulation and implementation as the main political influence on the governance of entrepreneurial ecosystems. So to be heard, however, stakeholders needed their own ideological champions, and that's what they identified as a way to be heard, to be known, to get their ideas out there and translate politics to governance. And these champions were identified as a way to then engage in generative institutional discourses for deciding on a way forward. So this help us understand the stage at which the new entrepreneurial ecosystem was at, but also it helps us to identify a strategy that they were collectively figuring out and using then to have results.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
Well, the main practical idea we try to convey in our study is that entrepreneurs, governments, non-governmental and educational organizations are encouraged to engage in close collaboration with each other. And this might seem obvious, but it's not always the case. Only by doing so, politics will be able to efficiently affect governance for suitable policies, and at the same time, governance can inform political discourses in a circular process that we explain towards the end of our paper. So when a balance is warranted between entrepreneurs and governance in resource allocation, meaning also power, and collaborations and partnerships, meaning also politics, these dynamics can improve an ecosystem's capability to function and grow. To facilitate this, we show that collective learning is an important top-down process that occurs between strategic alliances. So that needs some guidance. Identity alignment, on the other hand, is a bottom-up phenomena. So we need some bottom-up support of the ideology being proposed and the changes being proposed. And that process then works together. So in conclusion, I think we show that commitment to resources and capabilities for building an entrepreneurial ecosystem and to an agreed long-term vision should be carried out in parallel. So we don't need just to talk about it, but also commitment needs to be there for the whole ecosystem to evolve. In their absence, or if this doesn't happen, the tension between politics and governance can act as a generative discourse between individual short-term opportunism, everyone tries to make the best of the moment, of what the moment is offering, and the greater good that can be generated from building something together, but that will take longer.
Thanks a lot, Andrit, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled The Influence of Politics on the Governance of an Entrepreneurial Ecosystem in a Developing Country, the Generative Institutional Discourse Approach. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-ud.com and on the main podcast platforms.